Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. We made it. Another week in the books. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, there was a bit of local reporting this week that caught my attention. One of the reasons that I have been so apoplectic about the MAGA regime's approach to deportations, the deprivation of due process, as well as their threats to, quote, suspend habeas corpus as if that's something that the president can do by himself. It's not. The reason that this concerns me so deeply is that mistakes get made by government. I mean, who out there listening to my voice right now would say, well, government, no. I completely trust government to never make any mistakes at all, ever. And if we know that government makes mistakes, or maybe even intentionally might put out some information that's not entirely true, you know, the swamp. What happens when that intentional misinformation put out by the government or just a mistake results in someone who is here legally and is eligible to be here legally, not yet a citizen, but a legal non-citizen resident of the United States, is disappeared in the middle of the night? What happens if that misinformation gets out there and folks that believe in the MAGA regime start threatening someone's life based on that misinformation? Well, something along these lines just went down right here in our state over the past couple of weeks. Eva Wen of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel covered it, broke this story, which has now been picked up nationally. First of all, Eva, congratulations on the coverage. It's excellent. It's incredibly important for us to understand. Take us through the basic facts of this story.
Thank you for having me. So the Department of Homeland Security, they issued a statement that accused a man in Milwaukee, a Mexican immigrant who's currently undocumented, of writing a letter threatening to assassinate President Donald Trump. His lawyers and people who know him say it is not possible because he does not speak English and has very limited writing skills, even in Spanish, which is his first language. And later on, we saw a CNN report citing a senior law enforcement official that investigators have already decided that this man, Ramon Morales Reyes, is not the author of the letter. And since the statement by the Department of Homeland Security was issued, the family has been receiving death threats from social media and has been under a tremendous amount of stress. So his lawyers and advocates now are urging the Department of Homeland Security to issue a correction so that Morales Reyes' name would be cleared.
This is interesting. He was also in the process of applying for a U visa. Tell us what a U visa is and why that's relevant in this case.
Yes. So a U visa is essentially a visa that would be issued, if you're approved, to victims of certain crimes that are willing to assist in law enforcement investigations of the crime. And in this case, he was a victim of the crime and also has assisted law enforcement in prosecuting this case. His U visa is currently he's still applying in the process of applying. So he has not gotten the U visa yet. But that's something that has been going on as well.
So I want to summarize what has occurred here. A man who is the victim of a crime, who is here undocumented, he does not have legal status, reported the crime, was cooperating with law enforcement in their prosecution and investigation of the crime. As he became known to law enforcement as a victim of the crime, the federal, yes, which again, that's under state law, that those are local law enforcement, that's not federal law enforcement, state law-based crime. He's cooperating with law enforcement. Federal immigration officials become aware, okay, we know who this guy is and where he is. He's cooperating with this investigation. They decide, someone within the Department of Homeland Security decides to issue a statement in advance, apparently, of his getting arrested, picked up by immigration officials, that accuse him of threatening the president's life, except at the time they made the statement, other officials within DHS already knew that he didn't author this threat letter to the president, that was not true. The statement went out. His family's now under threat, concerned for their well-being. This man, who was the victim of a crime, though here did not have legal status, is now sitting in the Dodge County Detention Center in Juneau, Wisconsin. His family's receiving threats, and DHS has to date refused to correct the public record that, in fact, this guy didn't send this threat to Donald Trump. Please correct any of that if I've gotten it wrong, Eva.
Well, this man, Ramon Morales Reyes, he was arrested on Thursday, May 22nd. And according to DHS, the letter was received on May 21st, and they issued the statement six days later. So they issued the statement on the 28th, saying, you know, he wrote this letter. Yes, so that's...
So the correction is to the timeline. The letter was received May 21st. This man, who at the time was cooperating in law enforcement as the victim of a crime being investigated by local and state law enforcement officials, he was then arrested May 22nd by federal law enforcement. He's being detained in a state correctional facility. And on May 28th, federal officials, though officials within Homeland Security knew the statement to be false, issued a statement that this guy threatened the life of the president of the United States. Eva, where does it stand? Have we had any updates? I know you published this. It was late yesterday afternoon when this came out. Has there been any follow-up? Has DHS today issued any corrective statement? Has there been any response at all from DHS?
Not to my knowledge, no. Yesterday, I asked questions to DHS about how they identified this letter as being from the person they arrested, Ramon Morales Reyes, and they did not directly answer that question and said in the process of investigating this matter, they found out that Ramon Morales Reyes was here undocumented and had a criminal record, and that's why they took him into custody.
Folks, that is Eva Nguyen, reporter from the Journal Sentinel. Thank you so very much, Eva, for bringing this important story to all of our listeners here at Civic Media. I am going to now take phone calls and text messages on this because I want to make a couple of points. And Eva, you can stick around and chime in when you want, or you can get going. I know you've been very busy with this story. Here's what's concerning to me. Not unlike what happened with Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the federal government seems to be inventing garbage to say about people after they have been arrested with deportations pending. Here's what else concerns me about this particular case. The man was a victim of a crime. He reported it, was cooperating with investigators. And but for his being a victim of a crime and cooperating with law enforcement, which is what helps keep our local community safe, most of us, the crimes that occur, those are state law crimes, not federal crimes. People cooperating with law enforcement when they're victims, that is how we secure our communities and keep our communities safe. He's cooperating with law enforcement, but for all of those things that would have occurred, immigration officials wouldn't have known where he is or that he was here illegally. So we have a case in point now where an individual was doing what all local law enforcement always hope people do, and that is report crimes and cooperate with your local police department in the investigation of that crime. And because he did the right thing there, he's now sitting behind bars. His family is under threat because DHS lied about him and refuses to correct that lie, that mistake. And now we have, are they going to wait before they deport him so that they can finish the investigation and find out who committed this crime? I mean, this case has all of these trappings of these very things that we have been concerned about when we look at this intersection of frankly, state and local law enforcement and the immediate needs of keeping our communities safe and federal immigration enforcement. This is part of that tension. which, by the way, everybody, is what the 10th Amendment is about, and the fact that the federal government cannot usurp the powers of local government to help enforce federal immigration law. Eva, have you heard anything from advocacy groups or this man's attorneys about these fundamental issues, these points of tension? We keep our communities safe through the application of state criminal statutes and local law enforcement. If people are afraid they're going to be deported if they report crimes, our communities will be less safe. Are advocacy groups concerned about this?
Yes, advocacy groups and lawyers are definitely saying that this will have a chilling effect on crime reporting in the community, and they are also very concerned that DHS has not issued a correction and the family is still under threat right now.
Well, thanks again, Eva Nguyen. And folks, I have just the sound for you, Jacob. Do we have Senator Joni Ernst? This is what we're talking about. It is the callousness of many federal officials, including DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, to the vulnerabilities of immigrant populations. They are more frequently victims of crimes than citizens are. They're less likely, not more likely, to report those crimes if they may face and fear deportation. Again, do we care about people or not? Do we care about the rule of law or not? Senator Joni Ernst today answered that question emphatically, very clearly, without stuttering one little bit, in my opinion, in a town hall that she faced. Do we have time for the sound, Jacob? Let's take a listen. Now, this is in the context of Medicaid, and I want to be clear here. There are very, 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 very limited exceptions, and they're not even really exceptions. The baseline rule is that people who are here illegally are not eligible for Medicaid. You sometimes have mixed families where the kids may be eligible, even if a parent is not, and sometimes there can be some confusion. Listen to what Joni Ernst had to say in response to concerns about people being thrown off Medicaid.
When you are arguing about illegals that are receiving Medicaid benefits, 1.4 million, they're not eligible, so they will be coming off. So we all are going to die. So for heaven's sakes.
We're all going to die, so screw people that might get booted off Medicaid. I'm going to pick up that train. We're going to listen to that sound again on the other side, because the link here is this. While this man unfairly incorrectly smeared by the Department of Homeland Security is subject to deportation, that process is being applied to him only because he stepped up and did the thing we want everyone in our communities to do, and that is report crimes and cooperate with law enforcement. The response of DHS and the federal government is, we don't care. We don't care if it makes communities less safe if we do what we're doing, just like Senator Joni Ernst doesn't care if people die because we rip families away from their Medicaid coverage. We pick up the discussion on the other side. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.